Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Colossians chapter 1, verse 6. In the same way, the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. Many missionaries were unable to travel during the worldwide pandemic. Sometimes that meant staying in the mission field for longer than they had planned, putting off trips to visit family back stateside for another year. Others were stuck outside their field of labor for months at a time while borders were closed to international travel. All of them were grateful for modern technology that allowed them to communicate with people on the other side of the world almost instantaneously. It was only last century that missionaries usually had to wait weeks or even months for correspondence to be delivered either way. Of course, even today, there are places where Christian missionaries do not always have internet access. But those sent overseas in the name of Christ know they do not depend primarily on modern communication technology. Their confidence lies not in the speed of the internet, but the power of the gospel. Whether the good news of Jesus is preached over a loudspeaker, handwritten in a letter, shared quietly around a village campfire, or sent as bites and bits through cyberspace, it has the same power of God to transform human hearts. This message is for all people everywhere. The Bible tells us there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. And all around the world, this gospel message has been bearing fruit and growing as people of all nations come to know and believe that Jesus Christ has died for the sins of the whole world. And you are no different. The gospel is also for you and your family. You can read it in a book or an email devotion, listen to it live at church or a streamed broadcast, or hear it from a friend or a friendly missionary. But no matter the method, the message of forgiveness through Christ is powerful to save. Lord God, thank you for sending your gospel into the world. May it also remain with me. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.